Well, coming up this weekend at the Warren Cultural Center on Friday night, August 20th at 7:30, another one of their great performances coming up. And what they're going to have in Greenfield this time is a band called The Jumbies. And we're going to talk with Creighton Gaynor, who's with us here this morning. Creighton, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing very well.
Excellent. The Jumbies. I love the name, by the way. Tell me about The Jumbies. What kind of music are you doing?
Well, you know, Jumbies comes from the Caribbean islands. It kind of is a name for a mischievous spirit that you might find around carnival time. Not a bad spirit at all. Just kind of likes to have some fun and get in there and cause some mischief. And that is a lot of what our music is about. We play a lot of music from the Caribbean islands. You'll hear a lot of soca music from us, S-O-C-A, music that was born from Calypso out of Trinidad and Tobago. So a lot of our music will be, you know, from TNT, and we kind of try to represent that style as much as possible. Then we also play a little bit of reggae, some like Latin rock, a la Santana. We do some little bit of funk, a little bit of bluesy rock stuff. A lot of it's going to be Caribbean island based sort of thing.
Okay. Well, you said soca. At first, I thought you said polka, and I thought, okay, well, that'll be interesting. But, you know, that gets people moving, and so does your music.
Absolutely. Soca is just about as fun to dance to as is polka. So we're in the same category.
Okay. It's good time music. That's what it's all about. Very good. Well, tell us a little bit about the Jumbies. What's the makeup of the band? How long y'all been together? How'd you meet?
Sure. Well, Jumbies has five members. I do some vocals, but mostly do percussion in the form of congas and auxiliary percussion. We have Stan, who plays steel pan, lead tenor steel pan, and he does some vocals as well, along with some other percussion instruments. Tyler plays guitar and does a lot of the vocals as well. He's got a great voice, and I want to get him singing more as much as we possibly can. Then we've got Adam on bass and Forrest on drums. So that's our lineup. Jumbies has been a band. Really, I think our first gig was in 1999, I believe. That was the first show we played out. The configuration was a little bit different back then as far as the members and number of members and type of instruments. It's changed, you know, and gone through different evolutions throughout the last 20 years or so. But the sound, what we're trying to go for as far as the vibe of what we do for a party crowd and dancing and staying positive has been there for quite a while. So, you know, we've been around, I guess this is technically our 21st, 22nd year or something like that.
And where do you hail from?
Well, that's a great question, Jim. when the band started, Stan and I started the band a long, long time ago. Stan picked up steel pan in graduate school out in Arizona and came back to the Ames area, which is where we originally met. We went to Iowa State together. When he came back, we just kind of started talking a little bit here and there and decided to put a band together. So we just kind of did. So it started technically in Ames. Right now, the band is kind of split between Iowa City. Most of us live in Iowa City. One of us lives in Johnston, and one of us lives in Pella. So if you ask us, we'll say we're from Iowa City, but we kind of are spread out a little bit.
Okay, well, so you're an Iowa-based band, and you're playing Caribbean-style music. Does that make people scratch their heads sometimes?
Absolutely. Very, very much so. It's interesting because, you know, people just don't really expect to hear that very much. We often run into a couple of situations. One situation is, unfortunately, people will hear us play and not really know what to do with it because it's not music they've really heard before. Maybe they don't know the specific dance to it, like they think there should be a specific dance or something like that. It's just different than most music that you'll hear around here for the most part. The other situation we hear is like people are just totally into it because, and this is a thing we hear quite a bit, they were on a cruise ship and they heard there was a steel band playing there. And a lot of our music is steel band music. So, you know, we've got some people who are completely flummoxed by it and try to get into it and usually do. And some people who are into it right away because they know what it's about. They know that vibe and they're ready to go.
Well, you know, isn't music supposed to be about feelings and emotions and taking you back to a happy time when you're on vacation, enjoying some sun and maybe a few drinks with friends and family? Isn't that what it's supposed to be about?
Absolutely. That's absolutely what it should be about. And that's what we try to do. You know, we get a lot of times where people ask us if we play only in the summer because it's kind of like, you know, warm weather music. And our answer is definitely not. We play the whole year round because we want people to have that good vibe that you get from being out in the sun the whole year through. So you'll find us playing in the winter as much as you'll find us playing in, maybe not quite as much in the winter as the summer, but we still play in the winter as well as the summer.
Oh, I don't know. I like the idea of sitting back and thinking about it and relaxing and having a cold drink in my hand, putting myself back into some warm place. I think that's okay in the wintertime too.
Completely agree. Glad to hear that.
Very good. Talk about how you settled on this. I mean, people, you know, put a band together and, you know, you wonder, you know, what you want to attack, what kind of music you really want to do. How did you really settle into this in the first place?
You know, this really came about from a couple of different things. As I mentioned, Stan picked up steel pan when he went to school at Arizona State. He brought that back to the city area, back to the Ames area. We were both percussion students, percussion majors at Iowa State as well. So we kind of have, a little broader experience than some people do, studying the percussion instruments. Since percussion is such a large family of instruments, we kind of dabble in a lot of different things. Right before, maybe as Stan was coming back, I was getting into checking out live music. And I've always been a live music fan, but being in a college town where there was music coming through, I was just getting more and more involved and going out to see bands that were coming through town. Back then, I have to give a shout out to Peoples. There was a live music venue called Peoples right in the corner of Lincoln Wayne Welch and Ames that brought in great acts. I saw a number of acts there, including an act called Pumpkinhead from Fayetteville, Arkansas. They didn't play anything like what we play, but that was the first time I can remember seeing a band play and being really, really into it, loving what they were doing so much on stage that I was like, I want to do a band. I want to be in a band. I want to play out on stage like that. Couple that with, as part of my percussion program, back then my percussion professor, the late Dr. Barry Larkin, got me up to a percussion camp up in Wisconsin called Birch Creek, which is a very well-known percussion and jazz camp that I'm sure plenty of listeners will have known about it or heard about it at some point because it turns out some really, really great music. Part of the program at that point up at Birch Creek was studying steel band music. So that was my first really introduction into steel pan and the engine room and all that that a steel band was about. So kind of took my, I wanted to be in a band with my general percussion experience with getting into steel pan. Stan came back and kind of had that same sort of thing happening from kind of different angles, but we just kind of got together and we're like, well, we want to do something. What should we do? Well, we both like this Caribbean music that we're both kind of into, so let's do that. And that's pretty much how it came about.
Very good. Well, you know, a lot of people can play a lot of different instruments, but being able to do it in a way that invokes emotion from people and makes them feel a part of it is a little bit different. And when you have happy time music like what you guys are doing, it's got to be a lot of fun.
It's a great time. It's an absolute great time. It's so awesome to, like, come off stage and have people, you know, come up and say thanks and that they enjoyed it and that sort of thing. And I kind of feel weird saying this so much, but it's really what I say pretty much every time is that, you know, we had fun. We had a really good time because that's what it's about. And that's kind of the measure of our show for ourselves. It's not like, okay, how many mistakes did we make or, you know, did we do this wrong or did that go right or whatever? Because there's always going to be something that's weird and different from show to show. It's really a matter of how we felt. You know, how do we feel about that the show that we played? Did it come across well? Did we feel good from person to person on stage? Do we feel like the audience was vibing with us too? And when those things are positive and all in the right direction, that's what really makes a good show and a good experience for us. So we're always looking for just to have a really good time. You know, we're musicians, we're pros, and as much as we can be, and we want to play everything perfectly, and, you know, intonation and correct rhythms and everything else is very important, of course. But I would much rather have a quote-unquote imperfect show that we enjoyed than have a, you know, note-for-note perfect show that was just kind of so-so.
Well, is that kind of a thing with that genre, too, that pretty much anybody can enjoy that type of music?
I think so. Yeah, I really think so. It's pretty universal. Luckily with us, the take we've taken on Calypso and Soca has been generally positive. Calypso and Soca traditionally can be a very political instrument of change and vocalization to the community that makes it. We don't do a lot of that. Generally, we try to keep it on the kind of more Soca side, which is pretty positive, pretty upbeat. You'll hear that most of our tunes are in our dominant or major keys, which is very, very different than most music, because most music that you listen to is going to be in a minor key for anybody who knows music out there. So it's just a little bit different. It's a little bit different, but it's such a universally positive message, positive vibe, easy to dance to. It's generally just in a 2-2 or a 4-4 beater or something like that. It's super simple. No specific dance moves you have to know or anything. There's no steps to it or anything like that. You just get out there and basically do what your body tells you, and that's pretty much it. So, you know, it's music for everybody. It really is.
It's just fun. And it's coming up this Friday, August 20th, 7:30 p.m. at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. You can go online and get your tickets at warrenculturalcenter.com. Find out more about the show and get those tickets ordered. Get yourself ready to have just a fun Friday night. Very good. The Jumbies coming up this weekend. Creighton, thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate it. Best of luck to y'all. Hope you have a great show.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for the time, and I look forward to seeing anybody and everybody who can come out on Friday.